Good Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're holding in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Gimel. Today is Tes Vav Teves, Tov Shinayin Gimel, December 28th. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Gimel, Tov Mem Zayin Sif Gimel, Chita Shenimseis Be'er Pesach B'tayin Negerles Mevushalas. Mut Levant L'Beshishim. Let me just explain what the case is. The case is as follows. A person is cooking chicken, and in the food that you cooked, you found a piece of grain, which is now chametz stick. When we say the word chita, by definition, chita does not mean chametz. Our kosher Pesach matzah comes from chita as well. But here, this chita refers to chametz. So you have the chita shenimseis be'erev Pesach. As erev Pesach, you found this grain of chametz in the chicken. Now, it doesn't mean that you cut the chicken open in the whole pot. Smutel levatel b'shishim. It's bottle b'shishim. Why is it bottle b'shishim? Because before Pesach, very good. Since it's before Pesach, it's bottle b'shishim. Aval, however, says the mechaber, imichimimu hatayin legolus. If you warm up this chicken b'Pesach, b'oyed shachita b'seicha on Pesach when it's this grain is chametz is still in there. Chizeres litin tam b'soicha b'pesach v'avi b'mashu. So the case is that if you want, the case is that that you reheated the chicken on Pesach, and you have a grain, a piece of chametz in this chicken, and now it's asur b'mashu. The smallest little amount of grain makes this chicken asr. Why? Because now it's Pesach, so it's not batel b'shishim, but rather it is asr b'mashu. Before we see the Ramah, let's see the Mishnah Brura here. Sif Katan Yud. Sorry, rather Yud Ches. Sif Katan Yud Ches. The Mishmur says, Shenim says Be'er Pesach. So you have the chita, the piece of grain that's found in the chicken, afilo achar sheish, even after the sixth hour of the day, is motor lo'ochlo afilo Pesach. You can eat it even on Pesach. V'hainu in its tanin akoydim Pesach ukid l'kamei. Now, when are you permitted to eat it on Pesach? If it cools off. Why does it have to cool off? Because, let's get the case once again. Erev Pesach, a person cooked chicken. Then you found a little chametz in that chicken. The concern is that I can't eat my chicken now. But if it's batel b'shishim, which in Erev Pesach we say the rule of batel b'shishim applies, it's nullified in 60 times, by 60 times, right? 1 to 60. Then you can eat it. However, now on Pesach, there's an isser of mashu, which means the smallest amount of chametz on Pesach will answer this chicken. So if the chicken is cold, means that the grain now was not cooked up on Pesach, it's also, you just remove it, you take it out, it's not a problem. That's what he's saying here, it's mutter to eat it even on Pesach if it's cold. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in Sifkotin Yutes. Sifkotin Chaf, the Betel B'Shishim, and it's Batel B'Shishim. Kein Tzarech Lomer, the Betel B'Shishim. If you take a look in the Mechaber on top, we have the word Levatla b'shishim. The Mechaber says, Mutter, you're permitted levatla, to nullify it. That's not the correct text. The correct text should be the b'teila b'shishim, with a dalet, not a lamed. That it is nullified with 60. Not that you're going ahead and nullifying it, but it is nullified. It is batel b'shishim. Says the Mishnah Berurah that he found the correct text in different editions. Shulchan Aruch Harishon, Hashanit Hitzvah Samachabra Atzmoy. Also, he had the first Shulchan Aruch, the text of the first Shulchan Aruch. With Fusim Achroin and Ishtabe Shagirson. In later editions, there are mistakes. You know, when I go by certain Svarim store, when I go by new Svarim, the person behind the counter likes to tell me that they never advertise how many new mistakes are in the Svarim. They only tell you how many the mistakes they fixed. Which is true sometimes. Listen, we're all human, we all make mistakes. So, typo mistakes. Well, this is a typo. This is the typo right here. We have the lamed, right? But it shouldn't be a lamed. It should be a dalet. Right, so we're saying the lamed is incorrect. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. Well, the difference is as follows. Livat labishisha means I'm going ahead and I will nullify it. Dibitei labishisha means it is already nullified. Okay, it's a whole different case. You can't go ahead and nullify something. You can't mivatel isul chatchila.
To understand, it's the erev Pesach, the chicken is cooked. On Pesach, a little piece of cold grain is discovered in the chicken.
Right, so if it's cold, if that chicken now is cold on Pesach,
it's cooked, but now it's cold.
It's cooked before Pesach, and then it cooled off.
Before Pesach.
Yes. Because if it's still hot on Pesach, then it's aser b'mashu. Now it's the smallest amount is aser.
So it was cooked before Pesach, and now it cooled off.
Before Pesach, yes.
Before Pesach, and the piece of cooked grain is discovered.
Yes.
It's yes. Now cooled.
Cooled, yeah, right. So you
corn flake is discovered.
Right, so it's batel b'shishim.
It can be removed.
Removed, right, and you can eat your chicken, just make your nice shahakal first. Okay. Let's see further in the Mishnah Berurah. Kosu apoyiskim du'a din b'chida shenimtzis b'erev Pesach b'matza shenefa hayoim. The b'teila b'shishim afilo imloi hesira ach shenzkara koydim Pesach mutal lechol hamatzav yosa achitam yisham afa Pesach. Now, this case is as follows. If you find a piece of chametz, chita, this chametz, shenimseis be'erev Pesach, it was found erev Pesach, very important, the time frame we're discussing now is erev Pesach, b'matzah, shenefa hayoim, in matzah that was baked today. So in, you have fresh baked matzah, erev Pesach matzah was baked, in that matzah you found a little piece of chametz. It's batel b'shishim, even if you didn't take it out. Ah, however, we have to make sure that it cools off before Pesach. Then the mutal ochla lechol hamatzah, and you should take out that grain, even on Pesach. What's the reason? It's the same as svara, because once it's Pesach, if it's hot, now it's gonna be aser b'mashu, and the whole matzah will be aser. If it's before Pesach, it's batel b'shishim. That's why it's very good to make sure we as Jews, I once heard the name of Rav Gedalia Shor, as it's all, Rishiv and Torah Das, that we live with a calendar. We live by the calendar. Everything makes a difference. It's the schedule of before Pesach or after Pesach, the halach is totally different. Let's go further now. Sifkot Nechaf Aleph. Next case, Avalei Mechimim Mu'atayin Nagos of Pesach. Now you warm up the chicken. Who wants cold chicken? You want to warm it up. So you warm up the chicken on Pesach. And then you have the chametz inside of it. It's chayzeres litein tam b'soicha v'pesach v'aviv mashu. Now it's also mashu. Chafalef b'oid sha'achita. B'oid sha'achita b'soicha. Aval im nitlo achita mitoicha. V'achakach chimu hatayin agoylis mutter. But if you took out the chametz first, then afterwards, chimu hatayin agoylis, then you warm up the chicken, it's no problem. Totally fine. We're not concerned, maybe the taste of that chametz was in the chicken, then I reheated it, and I reawoke that dormant stage of that chicken. No concern. Even though in Sif Dalet we say that there is a concept of chayzer v'neir. What is chayzer v'neir? That's one of these Yoredea terminologies, which means chayzer comes back v'neir and gets reawakened. So how come over here now, when I reheat the chicken, it's not chayz v'neir? Everybody hear the question? What chayz v'neir is? Chayz v'neir is a state where something is, let's say, it's like sleeping. It's like when your computer is hibernating. All of a sudden you touch the keyboard, right? And then it wakes up. So it's still there. So in halacha, there's a concept in Yoredeya called chayz v'neir, that it gets reawakened. So how come later on Sif Dal will say it is Chayzer v'Neir, but over here it's not Chayzer v'Neir? The answer is, when I have Mamashu Sa'isr, then we say it's Chayzer v'Neir. Kegoyin, Sheikhosh and Sa'arif, Bidvash, when you have a beer that got mixed up with honey, then we're going to say, we'll see in Sif Beis, in Sif Dalet rather, that it's called Chayz of a Neir. But when there's no Mamashis, Aval Hacha, Einay Elo, Tam Ba'alma, here we're only saying that there was a little, perhaps possible, taste of the Chametz Dik of grain, and I'd removed it, so then we don't say it's Chayz of a Neir. We don't say that taste is reawakened and it's active in this chicken food.
How does taste get reawakened?
Oh, so we're saying it doesn't. If there's no mamoshes, mamoshes means actual food there, an actual item that's still in existence. But if it's just the taste, in this case we're saying it does not get reawakened. There are cases where we do say taste does get reawakened. I don't get into it, I just tell you very quickly, if you have a knife, a milchik's knife, and you cut your onion with it, it's called davar charif, a sharp food. So now, we call it a milchik's onion now. You don't want to cook that onion with your fleshic food. Because even if the knife has not been used in the past 24 hours, but you used a milchic knife, and so the milchicness of that knife gets reawakened, gets into that onion. Yeah. So but here we're saying, right.
We'll take something hot or spicy to do it.
Sharp. We'll call it sharp. Hot or spicy is...
Temperature-wise too, like cooking does it too.
Depending on what cases. Here we're saying if there's no mamoshes, if there's no actual mamoshes, means there's no item there itself. Yeah. So if there's no mamoshes, which is our case here in Sif Gimel, then it does not get reawakened. As opposed to Sif Dalet, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, it does get reawakened. Because there's actual mamoshes. Yes?
The Dirshu has a commentary from the Chazal Nation seems to disagree with that.
33. Right. We're going to put that aside for now, though. But we can't see every Chazal Nation, especially because of lack of time now. But thank you. Okay, let's see. Sifkon Chav Beis. Chayzeres litein tam besoich v'pesach v'havi v'mashehu. V'afilu l'man da'amar b'sif dalet de'enoi chayz v'neir. Even though there is an opinion in Sif Dalet says, it's not chayz v'neir. Which we'll see. Haynu heichu she'ena isud nikar be'en. Aval hacha ha'chavans be'en. So it depends, like we just said. If there, be'en and mamoshes are basically synonyms to some degree, be'en means you see it, the actual iser is there. So when iser is still there in front of you, then it has that active ingredient of being chayz v'neir. When it's not in existence, like we said, we remove the chametz, so it's not going to be chayz v'neir. Says the Rama back on top of the page. Umihu, however, b'chimun kli sheni ein lachush. If you warm it up in the kli sheni ein lachush. What is a kli sheni? Well, today's Erev Shabbos, so we have to know the halachas of kli sheni for Erev Shabbos. You have your urn, your hot water urn. That is called a kli rishon. You take the urn and you put the hot water into a cup. Your cup now is called a kli sheni. That's the second vessel. Let's see the Sif Kadon Chaf Gimel in the Mishnah Brura, how that applies over here. If you warm up the chicken in the kli sheni, you pour hot water into a bowl, right? And how do you warm up the chicken? You put the chicken into this bowl, but the water came from a kli sheni, is now a kli sheni. So normally speaking, we say there's a rule: kli sheni einoi mevashel. A kli sheni, the second vessel, does not cook, does not have the ability to cook. There's tremendous discussion on this, which is more for Hilchos Shabbos, not for right now. Sif Kadon Chav Dalet, Ein Lachush. So if you cook this, reheat this chicken, the Kli Sheni, Ein Lachush, it's not a problem. Svira Lei, the Kli Sheni Ein B'Koichei L'Haflut U'Lavliya. This opinion holds that a Kli Sheni, the second vessel, does not have the power to be Maflit, which means to give off, or L'Havliya means to absorb. Basically, we're saying that the Kli Sheni cannot cook. However, if you take a piece of meat, chatiras basar, piece of meat, in a hot plate, chametzik a plate, one should be machmir. What's the reason for that? Let's just finish this, the sentence. The chsiv, the kasev apayiskim, the yardei simon sadi dal, the bedover of kazel, the oilam hu kli rishon, chosman shahayat saledis boy, the afshad hu adin, the menichu yisub, the kairu la teller. The Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah here is telling us the rule of Davar Gush. Gush, Gimel, Vav, Shin refers to a thick food, Davar Av. let's say a piece of meat, a potato. You know, when you cut the potato open, the steam shoots out. And you cut the potato, the meat open, it's very hot inside. Even though, let's say, in the chones beans might have cooled off. But the meat, thick piece of meat, is very hot still. So that's a dover of a dover gush. It retains the heat. So here we're saying that v'minichu chatiches basar reseich v'kayrish al chametz yesh lahachmir. If you take a piece of meat and you put on a chametz sticker plate, we should be machmir. Because it's a dover gush, it retains the heat, and even though it's a klisheni, there's reason to be machmir. Furthermore, back in the Ramah on top, v'yesh machmirim b'klisheni b'pesach, turning the page, v'toiv l'hachmir im hayad seledes boy, and it's appropriate to be machmir if it's a yad seledes boy, the balav hachi lo mikri klisheni, because if it's not yad seledes boy, it's not called a klisheni. Nothing to talk about, it's not a concern. Sifkon chafei, it's appropriate to be machmir on Pesach or Soloimer. After naktinu le'ikra halacha, b'yaradei simen samaches, the klisheni ain maflik mavliya. Even though we say that klisheni is not maflik mavliya, mikomokoim le'inim Pesach yesh lachush le'dasa machmirim sham tesfir lohu the klisheni maflik mavliya. So even though normally speaking we say klisheni is not mevashel, here, in regards to Hilchos Pesach, there's room to be machmir.
What does mafliya
mean? Mafliya means to give off a taste. Mavliya is to absorb. It's the two opposites of each other. Mafliya spews, it gives out. Mavliya absorbs, it takes in. Basically, we're saying doesn't cook. That's the concept over here. V'toiv l'hachmir. I just want to see something quickly here. Okay, let's see further. V'toiv l'hachmir. Says the Mishnah verse further, Sifkan Chavav, im hachito eina bekua, rak nisrachecha, yesh hefsid meruba, omaniya simchas yontav, yesh lismaych la'akel. This piece of grain, let's say it is not cracked open. Okay, so you have the grain, this wheat grain, that didn't crack open. It just got soft. And if the case is of a hesed meruba, you're going to lose out on a lot of food if you dispose of it, and you will not have a simchas yontif. Your simchas yontif is going to be ruined. Yesh lismaych l'hakel, one can rely on the lenient opinion to permit the food. Take out this grain first. Sifkar nechav zayin, he says further, this whole discussion is only if it's yad seledes boy. If it's not yad seledes boy, it's not a concern at all. Yad seledes boy means if I touch it, my hand will jump back, recoil, because it's so hot. Then that's when we have these issues. Sif kon chav zayin va'afte b'simin tav zamach zayin sif yud beis mash miramo da oisib habaser shenishra af b'tzaynin kishenimsa sham chita. The Mishnah Berurah here is asking a question which seems to be like a steer, a contradiction in the Ramah. The Ramah later on in Simen Tav Samach Zayin tells us that when there's a case of meat that soaks in cold water and there's a grain of chametz found there, of course it's chametz stick, it was soaking there, right? It became chametz stick. So that piece of meat is aser. We're now going to give two reasons to the difference between the case in the Ramah over there and the case in the Ramah over here. What's the difference? Here we're saying it has to be specifically hot water. Once again, the issue is here it has to be yad seledes boy. Over there, it's cold. There's also a problem. So what's going on? The hasa ma'ir basar is be pili. V'nesar gama basar al deha ma'im shenichnas esecha pili. So, Rav Joel, I'm sure, is familiar with this, that you have the pili, the cracks. Pili means cracks. We're talking about that when the meat has cracks in it, even if it's cold, the water, the liquid is cold, but now, through the cracks, the chametz is getting into, seeping into the meat. Once again, v'nesa gama basa al deha mayim shenichnas v'secha pili. The meat's also going to become also through the water that comes in, through that the grain is there, into the cracks. V'kan mayri v'defin sholem. Now, in our case, we're talking about this the meat, the chicken. In our case, it's complete. Shulling, meaning what? That the only way to penetrate it, it has to be Yatzalad this boy. Sha'oz, let's just finish the piece and we'll take questions. Sha'oz, Eina Basa Nasar El Mimayim Chaim, and then the Basa will not become Asar unless you have hot Yatzalad this boy. The Chaman Loi Mikri Ella Rak Kisha Yatzalad this boy. Chaman doesn't just mean I call it hot, you don't call it hot. It has to be Yatzalad this boy. The place can give us the temperatures, the degrees, which is not for now. But the water itself, you have to dispose of because the grain, the chametz of wheat, was soaking in it. That's one approach. The first approach was the difference between Tav Samach Zayin over there, where even if it's cold water, it poses a problem, as opposed to us, specifically if it's Yatzalad this boy, it's a problem. The difference is whether or not the meat has cracks in it. Now the Big Day Yesha will tell us a different approach. The Big Day Yesha Chaylik Olav, he disagrees with Daita Divim. The Pshitas Divrei Ramah, Hacha, our Ramah, Mashmid Tzoynin Eine Balei Klal. Our Ramah is telling us cold does not absorb at all. If it's cold, it does not absorb at all. Elo Iker Dehacham Ayri Ramah Mitzan HaLocha. What's the difference between our Simen Tafim Zayin and Simen Taf Samach Zayin? The difference is as follows. Our case, the Ramah is telling us the HaLocha. That is appropriate to be machmir according to those who are strict, who are concerned that it's a problem. Visham, however, over there in Simen Tov Samach Zayin, who rak me min hago shenogu lahachmir of afet zaynin, obinin min hago hamekel b'makom hadchak loy hisid. We're about to say a very important point, and it's getting a little late with the time. In Simen Tov Samach Zayin, the Big Day Yeshua wants to say it's only a minuk. Since it's cold water, it's only a minuk. And in regards to a minuk, you can be lenient b'shas hadchak. B'makam hadchak, you're not losing out. Let's clarify what's going on here. We've discussed this, I've said it many times, I'll be saying it many times in the future, Mitzvah Shem. It's always important to know the scenario, the case that we're dealing with. Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? Is it a minuk? Because if it's only a minug, says the Big Day Yesha, in a case of necessity, the Shas Adchak, you can rely on the lenient of opinion. And that's how the Big Day Yesha wants to differentiate between the Ramah here in Taf Mem Zayin as to why he says it's the Yatzalad this boy, as opposed to the Ramah in Taf Samach Zayin, when he tells us a case where it's also forbidden, when what? When it's cold water. The Big Day Yesha says over there, you should refrain from using it because of the minug. By us, we're talking the halacha, the letter of the law. That's why it's very important to know there are certain leniencies that only exist by a minug that won't exist by a letter of the law. Always have to know what is the status, the level of the case, the rice, the rabbanon, and so on and so forth. Have a good Shabbos.